CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we are staying on the surface of planet Earth because there is a pause in our quest to return to the surface of the moon. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is here to explain what appears to be a court drama that involves the ambition of everyone to get back to the moon and then on to Mars. Bob, a very good evening to you. As I recall, when last we spoke, the Castle SpaceX and the Castle Blue Origin staring at each other across the valley. We're in the valley looking up. And Castle SpaceX has an advantage in that it's ready to build, to bend metal, as you say, and get on to building a lunar lander. Castle Blue Origin, however, has a bevy of attorneys, lawyers, deep-pocketed law firms, and is slowing down Castle SpaceX's conquest of the moon. That's the last we left it. How is NASA resolving this conflict, Bob? The Solomonic NASA.
NASA, I wouldn't know, God. Sorry. Solomon and NASA are in different universes. I just can't even dream of considering NASA as Solomon, my God. What's going on here is that the real story is that the optics having to do with Blue Origin this summer are horrendous. Everything that company is doing with Jeff Bezos in charge this summer is making it look bad, and it's by their own choice. They're self-inflicted wounds. So, for example, SpaceX got the contract to build a lunar lander using its Starship craft. Bezos's company, Blue Origin, initially protested that with the GAO. The GAO told them to go jump in a lake. NASA did nothing wrong. So then Blue Origin decided, well, instead of trying to really build rockets, we'll go to court and we'll sue to stop that contract from being issued. What's happened is, because of that court suit, NASA has frozen work on the lunar lander version of Starship, basically told SpaceX, don't do the work. So the optics for Blue Origin is really ugly. Not only does the company appear more interested in fighting court battles than actually building spaceships and rockets, it's now acting to prevent others from doing so. And the timing of the situation is really interesting. Blue Origin filed its lawsuit on August 13th. NASA actually issued the first $300 million payment to SpaceX for their Starship $2.9 billion contract on the 16th, 3 days later. And so it appears that even though NASA's paused work on the contract, they have tried to do everything they can to make that contract appear accomplished fact so that the courts will find it very difficult to overturn. In other words, NASA's on SpaceX's side for this. And once again, the optics for Blue Origin is atrocious. Let me go straight to a second story, John, which indicates more bad optics for Blue Origin, which once again seems more interested in court cases than it is in building anything. It appears that many of their major managers and senior engineers are getting the same impression, because it appears that about 16, 17 of their major managers and engineers have all fled the company for other pastures in the last few months. These include some big names, former astronauts, other managers and high-class engineers who worked at other places, and they're all going to other companies like SpaceX, Rocket Lab, Firefly, ULA. They're leaving for other companies. That suggests that, and by the way, this story that I linked to on Behind the Black points out that the CEO's approval, Bob Smith at Blue Origin, is abysmal, with only 15% of his people approving his management. And they compare this to the numbers at ULA and SpaceX, where the employees like their management in the numbers of 60 to 70%. This is all really bad optics for Blue Origin, because it once again suggests the company is not capable of building anything, and its own engineers and managers now believe that.
Remind Bob, Blue Origin is endeavoring to build an engine, BE-4 is my memory. And do we need that engine, or is that a...
Yeah, this is where their optics are so bad. They're spending all this time in the courts, but they have promised... This BE-4 engine is the is the linchpin for launching their New Glenn orbital rocket, which supposedly will compete with SpaceX, as well as ULA's Vulcan rocket to compete with SpaceX. Both companies, especially ULA, their engine is 4 years behind schedule, basically, at this point. They were supposed to deliver a flight-worthy engine in as early as 17, then 18, then 19, then last summer, and then this summer, and it's still not been delivered. ULA has supposedly its first Vulcan launch scheduled for this fall. Well, it ain't happening because they don't have a flight-worthy engine yet. It's been promised, but they don't have it. So Blue Origin's got to build that engine before it can do anything, and it's not doing it. And everything about the management at Blue Origin in the last few years suggests that Bob Smith decided rather than build rockets and spaceships, he was going to refine the management structure at the company. And so he devoted no resources to cutting metal and working on that engine, instead focused on management changes. And once again, the people leaving the company suggests very much so that this is a bad situation. And I hope they fix it. I want them to fix it.
What is Virgin Orbit?
Now, Virgin Orbit is one of the new startup small sat rocket companies. It's part of Richard Branson's Virgin companies. It's one of Branson's companies, but it has been successful. It has now launched two satellites into orbit. It's got contracts for a whole bunch more, and it's expected to start being it's an operational launch company right now that's competing with Rocket Lab for business, and so there's money to be made. It appears that I think that the financial dismal circumstances for Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit companies, which includes airlines and cruise lines, which are not getting much business, he's desperate to raise capital. And so he has he's going to make Virgin Orbit go public. And part of that public deal, making it be public stock, is a merger investment deal with a one of those SPACs, acquisition corporations that that give venture capital to companies by merging with them. He's going to make a deal with them, and the main participant in that SPAC is Boeing. So Boeing is going to become a part owner in Virgin Orbit. It's going to cost them $3.2 billion, and the deal should close by the end of the year, and then Virgin Orbit will be stock sold on the stock market, just like Virgin Galactic is right now.
A spaceport and a court. There seems to be a lot of courts crowding into space engineering, Bob. Where's this one?
This is in Britain. In Britain, there's been an effort to build a spaceport in Sutherland, Scotland, near the northern part of the British Isles. And there has been a billionaire who owns a lot of land in that area and is an environmentalist who's been suing to prevent that spaceport from being built. Instead, he wants it built in the Shetland Islands of Scotland, which is a different place, where he has a company he has invested in for building that spaceport. So he's going to court to try to get a competitive spaceport squelched, essentially. Well, the court has ruled on all points against him, this billionaire Paulson. It's concluded that he has no case. There's no reason. It's all dismissed. And this means the Sutherland spaceport will probably proceed as planned. And that spaceport is more advanced than the Shetland port. It also has both a British company, Orbex, and Lockheed Martin committed to making launches from it. And so we should see something going pretty soon, John. Let's hope so.
Spacewalk, Bob, takes me back to the 1960s. The Chinese are spacewalking. Why?
This is on their space station. They sent up that first module. They have three astronauts on board that station for the last, 2 months. They're going to be there for another month. They did a first spacewalk in July, and now they just last week completed a second spacewalk. These spacewalks are essentially installing equipment and preparing this module for further assembly later on. Like, for example, they installed foot restraints and a working platform to the robotic arm that the station has. These are things they're going to need down the road as they assemble more modules to the station and begin to add solar panels and other equipment to the outside. It's also equipment needed if any repair work needs to be done down the road. And so they're just doing standard assembly work needed to make a space station operational. And it was a success, no problems, and that's two spacewalks in a row that are good. They're going to be up there for another month, and then they'll come back completing their three-month mission. A cargo freighter will be launched, and following shortly thereafter, in October, the next crew will be launched to the station, John.
And they're getting they're logging hours in space, Bob. They're building a veteran team here.
This is the reason you have a space station. If you're going to send people to other planets, you need to have a space station to, one, learn how to build the interplanetary ships that you're going to use, and two, to gain the experience you'll need for your crews when they go to other planets. They're going to have to do things like live in space for a long period of time and also do maintenance and repairs of their ship as it travels to other places. And so this is what the Chinese are right now learning how to do. It's a good thing.
The former president wanted the Space Force in Alabama and not in Colorado. Why, Bob?
Well, Trump revealed that he said that just before he left office, he single-handedly made the decision to put the headquarters of the new Space Force in Alabama rather than in Colorado. Now, Colorado is where most of the military's space infrastructure and bureaucracies are based, not all, but where most of them are. And so it had been assumed they would put the Space Force headquarters there. Trump said no, put it in Alabama. Now, I originally didn't think this was really a smart decision by Trump. It seemed to me he was fulfilling pork. He was helping Richard Shelby or maybe some congressman that conservative congressman in Alabama by doing this. I've had a lot of readers on my website make the point that, no, you know, the idea of the Space Force was to make it independent branch of the military, separate from the bureaucracies in the Air Force and Army that had been crippling the space operations with their own agendas. And by moving the headquarters to Alabama, you separate them from those agendas. And at least that's the thinking. I don't know whether it was a good idea or not. I will say that the politics are working against an Alabama headquarters, John. The Trump statement will be used by politicians in Colorado to squelch that decision in the end, I think.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring when we come back. We're headed to Phobos, the magic of Phobos, the moon of Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.